With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From Sydney to Paris to New York City, crowds have rung in the new year, but the celebration was marred by tragedy in the Swiss Alps town of Crans-Montana. An early morning explosion and fire in a packed bar resulted in fatalities and many injuries. The American military remains quite busy blowing suspected drug-running boats out of the water. U.S. Central Command says five more vessels were targeted in the latest series of strikes in international waters. Took a while, but President Trump has delivered the first vetoes of his second term.
Trump vetoed drinking water pipeline legislation from Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. In a social media post, Boebert suggests that the veto may have been political retaliation. Another bill vetoed by Trump would have given a tribe that had sued over the Florida Immigration Detention Center, known as Alligator Alcatraz, more control over their land. Trump appeared to acknowledge the tribe's opposition, saying that the tribe had actively sought to obstruct reasonable immigration policies by his administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New York City now has its first ever Democrat socialist mayor. Zohran Mamdani was sworn in around midnight. There will be a bigger ceremony later on at City Hall. We'll soon be feeling the impact of President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Economist Steve Moore says it will be a positive impact on your pocketbook.
You start receiving that tax cut in about a week because that's when the withholding, you're going to have less money, folks, withheld from your paycheck starting in January.
Moore speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Wall Street is closed today. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P all ended yesterday in the red, with the Nasdaq falling 0.75%. Still, 2025 was a banner year for the market. This is SRN News. What are the key ingredients of a good life?
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. 97% say you have to have that to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important to a good life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats have a religious imbalance in their party. The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that, on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, among the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority. Black Democrats, much more religious than their white or Hispanic fellow voters. This is SRN News. Gospel singer Richard Smallwood, an acclaimed recording artist for more than five decades, has died at 77.
Smallwood passed away Tuesday in Maryland due to complications from kidney failure after years of health challenges. Dedication to music kept him going, with songs recorded by Whitney Houston, Yolanda Adams, and Destiny's Child, among others. He began playing piano at age 5 and formed his first gospel group at age 11. One of his biggest hits was the song Total Praise. He was nominated 8 times for Grammy Awards and 19 times for the Dove Awards, receiving the latter 4 times during his career, including his induction into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. I'm George Williams.
Two of the NFL's 3 Christmas Day games set viewership records. The Lions-Vikings game on Netflix became the most streamed NFL game ever. The Broncos-Chiefs game set a record for Amazon Prime Video. More details, SRNNews.com.